In today's Leader Feeder, I want to talk about why sometimes in some organizations, people feel the need to cheat or fudge the results in order to meet the expectations of their leadership team. There have been press stories recently about people who have been fudging quality control reports, or you may have seen evidence in your organization of people kind of altering their results to avoid getting punished by their leadership. And so why is it that some cultures almost tend to create this environment where you need to cheat? Well, whether you look at cheating in school or you look at cheating in the workplace, what we're really talking here is about the pressure that people feel to produce results. And if they can't produce those results, then they often try to find a way so that it hides the fact that they haven't met the expectations. But what would cause someone to want to fudge the numbers? I think, you know, when you look at your impact as a frontline leader, a supervisor, or a manager, it's really what do you do when the numbers aren't what you'd expect. The more heavy-handed you are in criticizing or metering out punishment, the more likely it is that someone is going to do everything that they can to either cover up or hide the performance that is causing the need for that kind of feedback. Now, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't provide consequences. What I'm suggesting is that you set the target to be an acceptable level, something that's still a stretch, but not so high that the person feels there is no chance of me hitting this. And then provide the resources, the coaching and the training that they need so that they can actually achieve that kind of high level of performance. When they don't hit the performance, you want them to feel totally comfortable telling the truth, letting you know what, I didn't hit the number, or we made this kind of mistake. Now, how you react when people make mistakes or when they fail to hit the numbers really determines whether they're going to try to fudge the numbers to pretend that there isn't a problem, or whether they're going to own up to it. The reason why you need honesty is because there's always going to be problems and challenges in every organization. You need people to actually work towards fixing those over the long term. So that means not overreacting in the short term. This can be a cascading problem, of course, because if senior management puts a significant pressure on their middle managers and their middle managers put the pressure on the supervisors, again, that can cause problems where people feel the need to cover up their mistakes. So create a culture of transparency and integrity where people know what's expected, they know when they fall short that they should just own up to it and bring the information to you as their leader, and then you can work on it collaboratively to figure out how to make things go forward. Nothing ever operates perfectly, and you don't want people to think that they have to be perfect in order to meet your expectations. If you've enjoyed this Leader Feeder message, consider bringing us in to do some on-site training with your team or perhaps enroll someone in one of our public workshops. You can find us online at frontlineleadership.com or connect with us through social media. On Facebook, that would be searching for Frontline Leader.